say, but more on that later. Very excited to learn that sugya together with you, because there's a special masora that we have from the Rav on that topic, and Rav Lichtenstein, and he was the Rosh Kol and what you. So very excited to share that with you on Zos Chanukah. Okay, so the Gemara said, that's how you would get to five. So I'm you guys are all veterans of this. Amazing how much it comes together in 1 year. Right, there's a double iser like ba'yira ba'yimatze. Ela apik havara ve'ayilatze hektesh v'azhar mehacha v'ashirihem tisrefun ba'esh lo sasun kain la'Hashem elokeichem. Rabbi Chama hadar Rabbi Chista v'Rabbi Machlokis Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lazar sabar amin and ha'wil. Rabbi Yeshua sabar lo amin and ha'wil. So we assume that Rabbi Lazar's etza, which was not to be mafresh the challah, but first to bake it and then to be koreshem, is because you can say hoel, that v'ikwai le'orchem, right? And I haven't separated any of it out as challah just yet, so in theory, anybody could have it. And Rabbi Yeshua, who gives a different etza, again, there was titel betzonin, and we'll see how that comes back up in a second, but Rabbi Yeshua, who apparently wasn't comfortable with doing the afiyah, and just said that you're not muzar on this kind of a chamit, shalchaya taroa val taroa shalachir mishal gavoa, and this isn't considered to be kadon because it hasn't come to the kohen yet. So apparently Rabbi Yeshua sabar lo amin and hoil. So I'm Rabbi Papa v'dilman kan lo kamer v'lezer ha, some der amin and hoil all the divid in the kaili, the tadura kol chade v'chade chazule l'didei. Any one of the pieces of bread you could really have personally. Abu Hacha de l'Orchin hu de Chazi l'Didei de l'Orchin hu de Chazi l'Didei lo Chazi ema Hachanami de lo Amin and Ho'il. But maybe Rabbi Lezer doesn't really purely hold of Ho'il Ho Mikvay le'Orchin, so you can engage in a Malacha v'Ochal Nefesh, because that's a situation where you personally could have benefited because you haven't been Korei Shem. You haven't declared that anything in particular is for the Kohen, but who's to say he really holds of Ho'il in the pure sense of Orechim? So Amr Rav Shisha Breda Ravida V'dil Malohi Ad Kam Lekam Rav Yishua Hasan L'Rinu Ho'il Ela Di'ika Chada De'lo Chazia L'Lidide V'lo L'Orechim, because one of them is already declared for the Kohanim according to Rav Yishua V'l Ha'cha De'chazim Yas L'Orechim Im Ha'chanam Yomrinan Ho'il. So we've kind of broken down this idea that Rav Yishua rejects Ho'il. Maybe he just rejects it in that case because you can't really say it's fit for Orechim. After all, you've already declared it for the Kohen. So Amru Rabban Kami de Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah Kibla, Rabbi Zeira lo Kibla. It's really interesting. I was just thinking about this because Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira, the first sugya in Shas, in the Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, about there is Chanukah, is the sugya of Kavsa Zakakla or Ein Zakakla. And it's a machlokas there of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira also. Okay, so a little bit Yotze by proxy. Okay. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Kibla, Rabbi Zeira lo Kibla. Some of the Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira Milsa, the Kashalan. It's being reported in the name of a Gavir Rabba. How am I going to accept it? The Tanina, intellectual honesty. Didn't answer anything. Rabbi Lezer didn't answer. And Rabbi Lezer really holds. Let Rabbi Lezer say it loudly. Let him say it proudly. I hold of Ho'il. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua give the answer that we find in our Mishnah? In the Braisa, he's just silent. It's like Shtika Koda, that it's like Tiyuvta to Rabbi Yeshua Tiyuvta and Bali Rabbi Yimatse. So Hakama Hadalei Masnisit. The Gemara says, well, he answers the Mishnah. It's not Lozeo Chamech and Bazar to love Mishnah Bali Rabbi Yimatse. So we say the same thing for Rabbi Lazar. It's a Tanya, Rabbi Omer, halacha Rabbi Lazar, that we pass him like Rabbi Lazar. Tosus has one day, okay, so halacha Rabbi Mechaveri, must pass him like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar, halacha keben Beseira. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was the one who said in the Mishnah, you just should cool it down with Tzonein, because the heat is Mimaheres lahachmitz. Okay, so the Bali HaTosos say something, Rashi rather says something I think is very interesting. Again, Tosos is a little misupak how we really paskin in this case. He says halacha, maybe halacha kerebi mechavero is only when you don't have a machlokas amurayim. You know what? Let me show that to you inside. Shalotehe shmiya gedola meiriya. This is important Tosos to see. So Rabbi Omer halacha Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef pasuk kerebi mishut kamilan kevase mechavero halacha kerebi mechavero v'chein benag. Very docha the shem lo kamar halacha kerebi mechavero the hafla gurabah v'rav chista behachi. But if there's a machlokas amuraim, so apparently they didn't accept Rabbi Yehuda ben Nasi's girsa as mukhrach. Okay, isa. What is the maximum isa that you can make and not have to have a chashash chametz? So a little bit technical for the next few lines. Rabbi Shmuel ben Avshar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rokin Omer, Bechitin Kabin, Tu Kav, V'Seorin Shloshes Kabin. Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lazar, Chilof Hadvarim. The opposite. Atan Rabbi Shmuel ben Avshar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rokin Oger. Bechitin shloshes kabin v'saorin arba kabin. So lakasha habechasichta b'malyasa. It's different grades of grain. They still in the United States to this day, we're not as aware of it. But if you look carefully on like a bag of bread, you'll see what the grading is of the grain. And you have the same product. The USDA does the same kind of product grading when it comes to milk. You actually look at eggs. There's product grading. So that's exactly what the Gemara says here. Bechasichta b'malyasa. Papa Shmamina, Gevin chiti nechasichta mechiti malyasa. Tvei mi de gevin and sare de chasichta misare malyasa. It's like Hilchos Arachin. I was saying this to my daughter the other day that even though in Arachin a zachar is worth more than the keva, the zachar ages worse than the keva. Right? Chazal make that comment. They say that women age better than men. So here we say the similar thing that chitin apples to apples are worth more than seorin. But the chitin, once they're no longer in the optimal stage, they go down and depreciate more rapidly than seorin. So seorin are apparently more stable. Okay, if any of you are trading in commodities, this is good etza for you to know. You know, we can invest in the barley, you can invest in the wheat. So, you know, in any event. If you ever run for office in Iowa, you have to know these things bal peh. Otherwise, they assume that you're an outsider from New York City who was just trying to get elected. Okay. Ilu hasam tilsa v'hachariva, because if you do the math, right, the chitim depreciate by a third and the seorim only depreciate by a quarter. So Amarav kaba milugna lepischa v'chein chala. So this kav from a place called Lugna was the maximum amount for Pesach, and it's also the shir chala. The Gemara says chamesha sirvayim kemach 1.25 ve'od chayavim bechala hachikamar kaba milugna inami ahay shiurakai. It's probably the same shir. So Rav Yosef had inashi didan the hog mefa kfiza the pischa. They're machmir on themselves. The nashin said kanios. They're very careful. But pischa Rashi says kfiza shloshes login. They won't go any more than that because they don't want to create chametz. So the Abayi my daita chumra chumra dasu de kula. Every chumra leads to a kula. The kamifka la michala, because that way they're not going to have a shear for chala. So I'm like the avdin to Rabbi Lazar. They're careful to do like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer. Then if you put everything into a basket in the end, you're able to get into a shir chala on the back end. In fact, we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in the end. Rabbi Eliezer said, just, you know, bake it and don't be kari shem. Okay, that's only going to apply to kikaros that are large and round, and they're touching each other, so there's a tzir of their l'shir e'chala, aval ka'achin lo. So hitmar alam rabbi chanina afilu ka'achin, that even if they're not the shape that the kikar shel bavel, even if they're slimmer, they don't necessarily have anything to do with each other, the various roles, you could still be mitzarif them for shir e'chala. So bar rabbi yirmiya, tavla she'en la levaz vizin, so it doesn't have a receptacle, it's a kli, Mahu, so chlibayinan v'alaka, v'ilma, v'chlibayinan v'alika, so take it, the Gemara is not sure whether that kind of kli can be mitzari for purposes of chalas. Tanur Rebazar Omer, hasal mitzarfan, we pass in that way, Rishu Omer, tanur mitzarfan, then only a tanur, Rishu only a lomer, kikara shel bavel, shenoshcho zomizo, mitzarfos. So you take a look over at Rashi. Rashi tells us what he learned from his Rebbe on this topic. It's a very nice Rashi to read, because you see that he has a masora of chala bechutzar. So I'm like Rabbi Lazar Svirla, the asal masar from the chala, la'achar fiyasin. Idna, right nowadays, right in Rashi learned this in Germany, but he brought it back to France, as we know. Idna, kaimelan, Rabbi Lazar, bechala, shal or, The ein sarf and kachin biyamtiv lashosim yafshar. Right, you can't just leave it around because of the problem. Chametim yishikari ala Hashem aser leafosa da lav laachila he. Right, you can't bake it because it's not ochal nefesh. V'lo karinon ala sheila osa chavara ketana itzal gedola. So what you do is you take a little piece off and you bake it next to the gedola. But you're not korei shem. If you were korei shem, then you couldn't bake it because it's not ochal nefesh. Who are you going to give it to? So the ofeshtei and ukshiroda nosnan lekli. When you empty it out, you put it into a kli. Vehu mitzarfim, and the kli will be mitzarif everything together. Vendotel aktana bekorei shem umivarech. You can even make the bracha lafrashas chala umatznia. Then you put it off to the side, and again, it's not going to become chametz because it's already been baked. Vesarfim ishetechshach, and that why it was nafes beheter. The afia was then beheter because at that point it was still ripe for ochal nefesh. There's no chashash chametz. You solved all your problems. V'chein hora lanu Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. Rashi says, I learned that from my Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar, when I was learning in yeshiva, that this is the way to handle challah that is al lahachmitz beyant. Rashi also makes the point, which is very interesting. He says, you know, if you really had to choose and you felt like you had no way of avoiding either of these two isurim, you should not bake on Yantif. You should always err on the side of Bal Yirah. Interesting. Why? Because he says, of course, Shevi Al Tasa Adif. He says that Aliba de Reb Lazar. So that, I thought, is a very interesting idea. Because even though Reb Lazar technically thinks that this is subject to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, so I thought we could make a Kesef Mishnah type argument, and especially a Rashi, so this is on Mem Chesam and Aleph. So I was thinking about this a little bit. So Milsa the Kashalan is the Dibur HaMa'aschil. It's the fifth long line in Rashi. Mutav Lavra al Bayra me'elav ve'eno osa ma'ise bi'adayim ilavra al osa sekom lacha ve'osa ma'ise bi'adayim. So initially it just looks like, you know, Rashi saying, you know, Sheval Tase Adif rather than violate an Avera b'kum v'aseh. But there's another way of thinking about this Rashi, right? That maybe when it comes to Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, if you're really just stuck, and the only reason that you're risking Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is because you don't want to violate the Isser of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, right? So maybe that's not really Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, right? Because it's not Rotzeh B'Kiyuma. Okay, something to think about. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says for Kfiyas HaKli, as we recall. Okay. And it could be again Rashi l'shita. So Shemi Yimsa Glos Kiyafe V'Daiti Lave V'Avu Medveis. So Masdisa Rav Gamliel Omer, you can establish assembly line, and when there's no chashash chametz shalosh nashim masur skaachas ve'ofos b'tanurachad. Even though the tanur was very small, it's not a kirayim, right? It could only handle one kikar at a time. Zoach or zoach. Chachamim Omerim, no way. Shalosh nashim oskos v'batzei kaachas. Achas lashad ve'achas orachas ve'achas ofer. Rabbi Kiva Omer lokol anashim ve'lokol aitzim ve'lokol antanurim shavin ze'aklal tapeach. Once it shows cracks, tiltosh betzonin, you get out the aitzim Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and you hose it down. So Tanur Rabbanan lasha hi mikatefes ve'chaverta lasha tachteha mikatefes hi ofer ve'chaverta mikatefes tachteha hashlishes lasha and. You started over again. Ofa hi lasha v'chaverta ofa tachta v'ashlishes mikatefes v'chozeres chalila v'chalila chos manchos goes v'atzek eno bali dechimutz. So again, according to the view that you can have three women who are involved with one tanur, so this is the way it works. The one who's kneading is busy kneading, so as long as her hands are involved with it, it's not going to become chametz. The one who's mikatefes, is putting the finishing touches on it, is mikatefes. And one of the women is baking. So they time everything so that there's a constant cycle. As soon as one woman puts her batzek into the oven, the other one starts kneading, the other one starts the kitov process, and that's how they all basically rotate out, so to try to avoid any chashash chametz. So Rabbi Kiva says it's not good enough. Lokal anashim tane Rabbi Kiva danti lifnei Rabbi Gamliel yiladenu Rabbeinu benashim zrizos and anashim sheinan zrizos beetim lachim al beetim yaveshim betanur cham al betanur tzonin. So he says it's all a metzias question. You know, there could be a woman who knows how to do this. There could be a woman who's not so efficient. There could be a tanur that takes longer. There could be a tanur that's very quick. The etzim could be lachim or yaveshim. So Amar Li in the Chalamash Shanu Chachamim is a klal. Tapeach, once it starts to show signs of developing a crack, Tiltosh Bitzonin. Yeah. And so they immediately have to hose it down with cold water to make sure it's not machmitz. Si'ur, it's not nafes kol tzarko yisaref. It's like it's a chametz ochol pater, but there's not going to be an iser kares. Siduk yisaref ochol chayv kares. As that was si'ur b'kikarni chagavim, that's a sign when the dough starts to show the what looks like horns of a grasshopper. Siduk shenis arvu sidakin zebazad devei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim omrim, we'll see later, this is actually shita of Reb Meir. Zabaza ochol chayav kares ve'ezer siur kol sheikh ziru panav ka'adam shamdu sarosa, the person who's scared. So Tanu Rabban, ezer siur kol sheikh zufu panav ka'adam shamdu sarosa v'sidak v'karni chagavim de Reb Meir. V'chachamim omrim, this is Rabbi Yehuda now, ezer siur ke'karni chagavim siduk shenis arvu sidakim zabaza. V'zabaza ochol chayav kares. Oh, v'anan t'nan siur yusari fe ochol pater de Reb Yehuda ema. The Reb Meir. So we now establish that Rebbe Meir is the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Zavazah ha'ochlo chayav kares. Amar Rava, my time with Reb Meir. Why is Reb Meir machmir even by seer and not just by siduk? So this is what I call the iceberg theory of chametz. Ein lecha kol sedek u sedek milamala, she'ein lecha kama sedakin milamata. If you think that there's only one crack on top and it's just like karnei chagavim, but nothing else to see here. The truth is that it's going to be much worse within the product itself. Rashi says, "Kama sedakim milamata besocha hukach ki havi lamala ke karnei chagavim hevi lamata kenis arvu sedakim." It's like the sedakim, the cracks are expanding and multiplying. 90% of it is under the surface, and you have to be very concerned at that point about chametz. Okay, very good. So, in terms of I think that the some of the broader shas issues, one point to just review and to highlight here. So according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara said we weren't entirely clear whether you could draw any conclusions about ho'el, because even if you're of the opinion in general of ho'el v'klal le'archem, that's not going to work in a situation where there is nobody in practice who could possibly benefit from this, right, from the challah, if you were really Korei Shem. So it's important to recognize that the din of Ho'il is not just an abstract theory. So you do whatever you want in terms of Ochel Nefesh, because who knows, maybe Orchem will come. It has to meet the test of, would this actually be something feasible in practice? Okay, I just wanted to mention to you one thing, because this is the